فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ادع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Supreme, the Most Exalted, has said, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati." That call towards the path of your Lord, apne Rab ki raah ki taraf bulao, sabili rabbika. Ek hai Rab ki taraf bulana, to call towards the Lord, Rab. But it is udu'u ila sabili rabbika is signifying that there should be a gradual progress. Firstly, a person should be called towards the path of the Lord, and then from the path of the Lord, path of his Rab, he will be able to get the closeness and the nearness of Allah Jalla Majdahu himself. But how you should call? Bil hikmah, with wisdom. What is wisdom? Any person who wants to learn wisdom, he should study the Quran under the guidance of a teacher. As he will study the Quran, he will gain wisdom. A person who studies Quran, his intellectual abilities, his capability of his mind increases and expands. Because why? He is interacting with the knowledge of the Lord of the world. He is interacting with the knowledge of Allah Jalla Majdahu. So definitely, his intellectual capabilities, his mind, his thought, his vision, and the wisdom he will gain gradually. Wisdom cannot be gained instantly. It comes with time. And a person, one of the harm of watching trivial TV programs and hearing through songs and music is that they diminish intellectual ability. They reduce, the effect of it is inevitably that person's clarity of thought is affected, concept of right and wrong is also affected. That is why you see people who indulge very much into these practices, they ultimately turn away from their Lord. وہ اللہ سے دور ہو جاتے ہیں. وہ جن لوگوں کو وہی اللہ سے دور ہوتے ہیں جن لوگوں میں عقل نہیں سمجھ نہیں ہوتی. That is why Islam has prohibited things like, as I have mentioned, certain music, song. In one hadith it's mentioned that it cultivates hypocrisy in the heart. Dil mein nifaq paida hota hai, which means the person will not be able to act upon his knowledge. He will say different things and he will act differently. Sometimes he will believe different and his act will be contrary to his belief. So one thing I have just mentioned additional to you, a person who studies Quran and Hadith, uska ilm, his mind, his intellect, wisdom increases. A person will indulge in trivial conversation with people and indulge in hearing trivial conversation, harmful conversation, ghibat, is tarah ki cheeze, gaane sunna, listening to music, TV programs, Gradually, ye hoga ke that this person's criteria, the meter or the gate which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everyone has given to everyone in the conscious, that it tells you what's right, what's wrong, that becomes the factor. And that is what is meant by that their hearts have been seared. خاتم اللہ والا قلوب کہ ان کے دلوں پر مہر لگ رہی ہے تو ان کو پھر سمجھ نہیں آتی. They can understand many things, but they will not understand the ultimate good, the good life. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّهِ يَفْقَهُونَ مَا. They have such minds and hearts, but they don't understand it. وَلَهُمْ عَيُّهُ اللَّهِ يُسْرُونَ مَا. They have eyes, but they can't see. So it doesn't mean they can't see at all anything. They see things one-sided view they have on. But shaitan actually seduces them to see one-sided things. They don't see the akhirah, they see the dunya. For any other activity which they will be doing, they will not be looking at the effect or the final result of it, but they will be looking at the very quick and immediate benefit of something. So they become blind from one eye, which means they can see everything of the world and the benefit and the harm of wherever they are lying. But their goodness, where the goodness lies, where their salvation and najah and success lie, they won't be able to see that. That is why you explain and explain to them, and they don't seem to take heed. So, jab bande ko neki ki baat bande par asar na kare, amal ki tawfeeq na ho, then that person should realize that he is victim of nifaq, or his heart has been seared. So, he immediately needs to give attention to his state and situation, and present it before any person so that he can get out of that dilemma and achieve the salvation. Duniya mein do cheeze, two things in this world. One is good and one is evil. Shar aur khair. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith of Ibn Majah, inna hadha al-khayr khazain, for the khair, the good, there are treasures of good. Khair ki bhi khazane hote hain. It doesn't come from nowhere. Allah jalla majdu created it, then it comes anywhere. خیر کے خزانے ہوتے ہیں. They are treasures of good and virtue. The virtue which you do, iman, good amal, they are treasures of these things. Anything which comes to existence comes by the creation of Allah Jalla Wala. Even death is created thing. You think death is nothing, but Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala says, "Allazi khalaqal mauta wal hayata." It is He who has created death and life. You think hunger is nothing, but hunger exists because Allah Jalla Majdahu has treasures of hunger as well. Is tarah dusre khazane hain, is tarah bhook bhi Allah hi ne paida ki hai. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a hadith narrated by Sunan Ibn Majah, ki that there are treasures of good. وَلِتِلْكَ الْخَزَائِنِ الْمَفَاتِيحِ. The treasures of good, خیر کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا خزانے ہیں بہت سارے اللہ نے پیدا فرمائے. تو فرمایا وَلِتِلْكَ الْخَزَائِنِ الْمَفَاتِيحِ. And for these treasures of good and خیر there are keys. There are keys. They don't just come out from nowhere or coincidentally, haphazardly. No. Everything is planned. So Rasulullah is saying very, very important thing, because all the game of this world and the test of this world involves good and evil. So Rasulullah is mentioning, revealing a secret reality of good and evil, saying that Allah Jalla Majduhu has created treasures of goodness, and they are locked. They are locked, and there are keys. وَتِلْكَ الْخَزَائِنِ مَفَاتِيحِ And for these khazain and these treasures, there are keys. And Rasulullah s.a.w. said in another hadith, إِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَفَاتِيحَ لِلْخَيْرِ That amongst people, there are some people who hold the keys for good. Inke paas khair ki chabiyan hoti hain. To access those treasures of good and virtue. Jisme har khair hai. From believing in Allah Jalla Majduhu and the Iman, Amal-e-Saliha, Marifat, Jannat, jo hai, Paradise, every good. Allah Jalla Majduhu was created. And they are treasures. And for those treasures, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Inna minan nasi mafatiha lil khair. Amongst human beings, there are some who hold the keys of good, keys of virtue. Maghaliqa lil shar. And they hold the padlocks for evil. خیر کی چابیاں ہوتی ہیں ان کے پاس ایسے لوگ ہوتے ہیں دنیا میں اور برائی کی شر کی ان کے پاس جنگ لاکس ہیڈ لاکس سو ٹو تھنگز دے ہیو ون از دا کی فار گڈ سیکنڈلی دا لاکس فار ایول This means, وَإِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَفَاتِيحَ لِلشَّرِ And amongst human beings there are such people who hold and who possess the keys to evil. مَغَالِيقَ لِلْخَيْرِ And they hold padlocks to lock goodness. So two things are mentioned here. Two kinds of people and then each holding two kinds of things. A key and a lock. A person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to a person who holds a key for good. Who is that person? Have you ever wondered? Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Fatuba. Fatuba liman ja'alallahu mafatiha al-khayr ala yadihi. Blessed is he whom Allah has made key for good. Blessed is whom who Allah has made a key for good and a lock, a padlock for evil. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ مبارک ہے وہ شخص جس کو اللہ نے خیر کی چابی بنایا اور شر کا تالا بنایا فرمایا ہے وَوَيْل تَبَحِي Woe to that person, that he is a destroyed person, who has made himself, by using his free will, a key to evil, and he serves as a lock for goodness. So this hadith is very important. It is very important thing mentioned in this hadith. because it reflects on the concept of good and evil, plus how it interacts and how it relates to people and the types of people which you meet, or what type of person you yourself are. So what does it mean? A person who holds the key of good, you should reflect, am I that person? It means that any person who meets this person, he opens the doors of goodness for him. The doors of virtues, nekiyan, amale saleh, khair ke darwaze khol deta hai. Waise bande ko mile, jiske paas khair ki chabi hai, who can open the door of goodness. Whoever will meet this person, whoever will go to him, he will open the door of good for him. Jab wo door kholega, the goodness will come and this person will receive it. He is working or he is not working. He is on the street or he is sitting at the home. He has the key. He is in the classroom or he is working somewhere in a factory or in a shop or wherever. This person who has the key for goodness, this is the khair ki chabi hai, Rasulullah SAW said that. Wo khair ka darwaza kholega. This means whoever will come to him, 5 people or 10 people during the night or day, they will benefit from goodness. وَمَغَالِيكَ لِشَّرْ مَغَالِيكَ لِشَّرْ And he has locks, padlocks. He serves a padlock for evil. So a person who is in sinful state, جو گناہ کرتے ہیں لوگ, تو یہ بندہ خوش قسمت جس کو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مبارک دے رہے ہیں, Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying he is blessed. He locks the ways of evil. اس کے پاس لاک ہوتا ہے جس سے ایول بند ہو جاتی ہے. He keeps the evil away from himself by the will of Allah جل جلالہ, by the fadl of Allah. And whoever comes to him, he also, this kind category of people, they also lock the evil for them as well. But there's another indication in the hadith that it is through people benefit. Goodness does not come from nowhere. It is indication that evil also, person becomes evil through the company of bad people, and a person becomes good through the company of. If a person does not have the key, I don't have the key for goodness, so I should find a person who has the key to goodness. Jiske paas khair ki chaabi hai. Kaun hai? Awliya Allah, Salihin, Nekokar log, highest people. Unke paas khair ki chaabi hoti hai. Jo banda unke paas jata hai, whoever goes, sits with them, 24 hours or 1 hour, whenever, they open the door for goodness, they have keys with their knowledge, and they lock the door of evil to them. And their second category, unfortunately, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْعَبْدٍ جَعَالَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْشَرْءٌ مِغْلَاقًا لِلْخَيْرِ تباہی ہو ایسے شخص کے لئے, that who has, who served as a key for evil. Someone comes to me, I say to him, come on, let I put a very good song for you. I am serving as a key for evil. I have evil. Come on, let's go for a vocal on downtown. Let's do this. So you should reflect that what type of people are they? They must, it might be yourself, you might be meeting, might be amongst your friends, your family, anyone. That who is the person who meets you and opens the, has the key of evil, and he opens opportunities, creates opportunities and doors for evil. And he has locks for goodness. If you go to that person, you come so much excited that you begin to miss your prayer. If you go in such a gathering where people are sitting and they are talking amongst each other, maybe they have put a film on, تو جو آپ بیچارہ نماز پڑھتا تھا پہلے his goodness will fade away because he is getting sin. یا وہ غیبت کر رہے ہیں یا وہ اور کسی گناہ میں مشغول ہیں. They are indulged in any other sin. They will serve as keys for evil and they will serve as padlock for good. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that avoid bad company and keep good company. And Allah jalla majduhu also said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha wa koonu ma'as sadiqeen. O believers, observe taqwa. O believers, observe taqwa, be God conscious. How you will observe taqwa? How you will be able to possess this quality of taqwa? Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, sit with the truthful people. Be with the truthful people. Sadiqeen ki sohbat aur majlis mein baith. So in one verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned what to do and how to get that as well. Taqwa, kahan se milega? Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, sit in the company of salihin, sadiqeen, truthful people. And who are the truthful people? The most truthful people are the salihin, awliyaullah, they are the truthful people. They speak truth. How they speak truth? They do not let people indulge in this transient world, that this is a passing transient world. They speak truth. They say, look at this reality. Look, people are dying. This world is fading. The truth is akhirat. They tell the truth. Look, shaitan is your enemy. Allah is your friend. Allah is your creator. And other people, they serve as keys for evil. So what Prophet ﷺ is mentioning means two things. One is to look at yourself and do self-reflection. That who, what key do you have if you have any? جیسے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے بارے میں کہ the path on which عمر walks even شیطان turns away and changes his direction if he sees حضرت سیدنا عمر تعالیٰ. This means that حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ holds such keys of goodness that even shaitan is fearful. That if I go near this person, I might be affected by the goodness of this person. And he doesn't want to become good. The shaitan also is, and is like Prophet ﷺ said, that everyone amongst you have a shaitan with you. The companion asked Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, you also have a shaitan with you? Prophet ﷺ said, yes, I have a shaitan, but he has become Muslim. He has embraced Islam because of my company. So rather he affects Prophet ﷺ, Prophet ﷺ sohbat affected him. Wo shaitan bhi jo hai musliman ho gaya. And this is miracle of Prophet ﷺ. Ye mojza hai Rasulullah ﷺ ka, ke shaitan bhi musliman ho gaya. This is a miracle of Allah. That is why the ulama say that it is said about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that shaitan, Prophet himself said that at the birth of a baby, shaitan touches every baby, but it did not touch Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam ke nahi chua also. So some other ulama question, that how is it that shaitan did not touch Isa alayhi salam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not possess this quality? That Isa alayhi salam had no shaitan with him at all. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shaitan but became Muslim. The ulama said, they answered, they said that this is also a quality of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if there was a shaitan with Isa alayhi salam, he wouldn't have become a Muslim. So that is why he was saved from very beginning. He did not, Allah SWT did not let the shaitan touch him. But his beloved messenger and Sayyid al-Awwaleen wal-Akhireen, Rasulullah SWT, Allah SWT knew that my messenger, my Muhammad, my servant, my messenger is such a strong and such blessed that even shaitan who will go to him, they will also become Muslim. He will not be affected at all. So, if you look at this, one thing you should reflect, that who are you? If you have you got any key or a lock, or you have nothing, neither key for good, neither key for evil. Secondly, what type of people you meet with day and night, your close friends and your associates, what type of people they are, what type of keys they hold, what type of locks they hold. And then try to avoid those people who hold the keys of evil. Because you won't have evil with you, but when you go to them, when they will open the doors of evil, you will also be affected by it. So this hadith ko yaad rakhe, and Prophet ﷺ also gave blessing and said, blessed is home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a key for good and a lock for evil. And destroyed is he who serves as a key for evil and lock for goodness. This means that certain people you associate, then goodness becomes easy for you to act upon. Like if I sit with some person, any person, maybe prayer becomes easier for me at times. To stop from sin becomes easier for me. I won't be doing those things which I normally would do when I was sitting alone. But with some people, it will be such situation that when I will be with them, to pray will become very difficult for me. And to indulge in any sinful, any rebirth, any listening to songs and looking at the dance and films, etc., other things that we do, get into other sinful and criminal activities is easier for me. So wise person is who acts upon the advice when it is given to him. Last time I think we covered the so this is also very fundamental, you can say principle, because we are learning how to invite people towards good and how to forbid evil, how to correct people and the methodology of it. And for that this hadith is very, very pivotal hadith. That yes, to invite people toward goodness, you should firstly have key for good. If you don't have key for good, when that person will say, I want to come, but you won't have the key, you can't open the door. And at the same time, you should have a lock for evil as well. So firstly, the believer should acquire these two wings. A key for goodness and a lock for evil. Why? You will learn from the hadith which I am going to read. That when a person is enjoining good and forbidding evil, jab wo amar bil maroof aur nahi anil munkar karta hai, he should be very careful. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, Imam Bukhari narrates in hadith, that there was a person, a man called Abdullah, who used to make the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smile and laugh and happy. He used to say such things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and became very happy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had him whipped for drinking once. He was brought to him one day, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave orders that he should be whipped. So one time the companion brought this man, one sahabi of Rasulullah in the presence of Prophet that this person has drunk alcohol. Now because the Shari Hadood and the Shari Saza was revealed at that time, Prophet ordered that he should be given the punishment of Sharia. Again, another time, again this person was brought. He again was found drunk. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again opened and gave orders for his punishment. Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ and Hazrat Abu Hurairah رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said, a drunkard was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he ordered that he should be beaten and whipped according to Sharia. So some of us hit him with our hands, others with shoes and garments. When he went away, jab woh chala gaya, a man amongst us said, May Allah curse him. Oh Allah, curse him. How often has he been brought to be punished because of drinking? That again and again he is being brought. So kya kaha the sahabi ne? Ke Allah us par lanat kare. The three times Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually caught this person has been caught and he has been ordered to be punished, but he is still coming again. Oh Allah, curse him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not curse him, for by Allah, all I know of him is that he loves Allah and his messenger. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, is par lanat na karo, ye Allah uske rasool ke saath mohabbat rakhta hai. From this we learn many things. One is that the shari saza, the hukum of Sharia should be implemented. As you know, you are living in Western world, in Europe, in America, that they are also grasping the harmful effects of alcohol. But they are at a very slow pace, learning. Maybe until near the day of judgment, they come to conclusion that alcohol is very bad, completely should be bad. First, everyone was drinking, then they say, no, people who were driving, they should not drink. Then they said, now people who are in public places, you should not drink. Then people who are working, they should not drink. Then they have actually signed some streets that here people should not drink. These times people should not drink. So they are running around what Islam has already said. But they are learning a lesson, a very hard way. People die, people commit crime, do all kinds of evil things. So they are coming, you compare the laws, what were 50 years and what are now, they are going towards that, what Islam has already said. But if near the day of judgment after thousands of years, they come to conclusion, yes, we have understood alcohol is bad. What is its use for the people who have already died and who have already suffered the effects of alcohol? وہی کہاں تب آتی ہے دا ریولیشن اللہ جل مجدہ ریویلز از سینٹ ویئر ہیومن نالج کین ناٹ ریچ اینڈ ویری کوئکلی انسٹنٹلی اٹ ول ٹیک ملینز اینڈ ملینز ایئرز ٹو گیٹ ٹو دیٹ حکم فار ایگزامپل تھنگز ویچ آر آبویسلی رانگ ایوری ہیومن نوز دیر از نو مینشن ان قرآن دا ریز تھنگز آر رانگ But things were difficult for people to understand. وہی قرآن انہیں کو بیان کرتا ہے کہ جو لوگوں کو سمجھ نہیں آتا. If they use their intellect and their mind, they will not understand. It will take a very long period of time to actually grasp the full. Even fully they cannot still grasp, but they can, to some extent they can. Another thing which we learn from the hadith is very important. That a person is not allowed to have animosity and hatred with a sinful Muslim. کہ جتنا بھی مومن جو مسلمان ہے وہ گناہگار ہو اس کے ساتھ آپ بغض نہیں رکھ سکتے. شیخ عبدالجبار رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اسے میں that person, we are not allowed to have hatred, animosity with a Muslim. کتنا ہی گناہگار ہو. دیکھیں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرما رہے ہیں اس کے ساتھ بغض نہ رکھو, اس کا لعنت نہ کرو. کیوں؟ وہ اللہ اس کے رسول سے محبت رکھتا ہے. میں نے نکی ہے ایمان اینڈ بلیو ان اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر. سو پیپل مسلم ہو آر سنفل نو میٹر دے آر کمیٹنگ زنا کمیٹنگ ایڈلٹری ادر سین یو شوڈ ہیٹ اینڈ ابہر دی سین وچ دے آر کمیٹنگ بٹ ناٹ دیم. Hate the sin, not the person who the sin is. That is the teaching of Islam. وہ اللہ کے لیے محبت رکھنا, اللہ کے لیے بغض رکھنا. Hate for Allah and love for Allah. ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrates as well a similar hadith, and then he says, when a person amongst them said, may Allah put him to shame, this person, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not be a help to shaitan against your brother. Do not speak like this and do not help the shaitan against him. Many times people who want to stop other people from doing bad things, they adopt such an attitude that they are helping shaitan as well. They have such animosity, such remarks, and such they belittle that person, that Muslim, that they are in fact actually causing harm to themselves as well, their iman as well, and helping shaitan. So person should be very, very careful that, yes, on the notion that I am doing good, I am enjoying good, main to achhai ki preach kar raha hoon, I am actually stopping from evil, nahi amar bil maruf wa nahi anil munkar kar raha hoon. But you should also know that there is not to cross the limit that you might be helping shaitan. You do it in such a way that you create animosity and hatred of that person in yourself and ward him so far that he will never come to you again. Whenever he will see you, he will just go away from you. So helping shaitan means this, that when, that the real purpose was actually to bring him back to you with love and whatever means Shariat has allowed to bring that person back to you. Do you want to actually, you are saying that I want brother, I want you to enter paradise. You are not enemy of that person. He is not your enemy, nor you are his enemy. And if you adopt such attitude and behavior as an enemy with an enemy, and you say you are cursed, shaitan ho, dafa ho, bade gunahgar ho, then you are helping shaitan, and this person will go away. You are not a good counselor. With love and affection that you should ask that person, also explain to the harmful effect of what he is doing. At the same time, leave such space and such attraction between you and him so that he will come again. And what did Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, say, O Allah, forgive him, O Allah, have mercy on him. After Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, he said, you say, لانت ہو تم پہ, شرم نہیں آتی تمہیں, not got no shame, and you, Allah, may Allah put you in shame and be cursed on you. What are you doing by saying this? This means a person already has committed sin. You are saying cursing, curse on you, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been subjectly, you can say, completely aloof him from his mercy. He does not even get a chance of repentance. You are helping shaitan. Shaitan is very happy. So Prophet offered an alternative. This is also quality of da'i and person who wants to invite people toward goodness. Not to say only, as I said previously, not to say that's wrong, this is wrong, also to offer an alternative. متبادل بھی پیش کرنا, یہ غلط ہے, یہ صحیح ہے, اس طرح کرنا. تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پہلے فرمایا کہ شیطان کی مدد نہ کرو, پہلے فرمایا اللہ اس کے رسول سے محبت رکھتا ہے, پھر فرمایا کہ کہنا ہے کہ اس کا تو اللہ اس کو معاف فرما دے, اللہ اس پر رحم فرما. ہاؤ نائس آر دیز ورڈز. دس مینز دیٹ یو آر آسکنگ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ٹو انیبل ہم ٹو ڈیفینڈ فرام دا سین. جب اللہ پر رحم کرے گا تو وہ گناہ چھوڑ دے گا. That is what mentioned to the story of the Zun in Misri. You see, Awliya Allah, Sufiya, they have actually derived these etiquette and these beautiful qualities and traits from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and applying them. Other people cannot. They don't ponder. They don't go so deep. جسے بتایا تھا میں آپ کو حضرت زون من مصری رحمہ اللہ حضرت تعالی گنج بخش جبیری احمد اللہ رائٹس ان ہز بک دیٹ وین ہی واز ود ہز مریدین اینڈ اسٹوڈنٹس وانس وینٹ فار اے سیلنگ ٹرپ آن اے شپ ان دا آفٹر نون میں چلو کشتی چلا کے چلو تھوڑی سیر کر رہے ہیں ایز ہی واز ود ہز ڈسائپلز اینڈ اسٹوڈنٹس sitting, and they crossed another ship which was coming from the other direction, and in them there were youth, nojwan the, gaane bajane shuru kiya hua hai, ga rahe hain, singing songs and music and things like this, and drinking alcohol. When they came near their ship, unhone aur zor se mazak banana shuru kar diya, and they gestured and belittled and joked about them. Look at these people here and there. They became very angry. The disciples, the student, normal people like us, they became very displeased. Why are they belittling us? We are pious people. ہم نیک بندے ہیں, ان کو شرم کرنی چاہیے, ان کا ادب کرنے کی بجائے یہ ہمارا مذاق اڑا رہے ہیں. تو دے سیٹ ٹو دیئر شیخ اور دیئر مرشد, حضرت ان کے لیے بد دعا فرمائیں اللہ پاک سے, that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will destroy them, such sinners, the earth is better without them. Such things they are doing. Hazrat Zun bin Misri rahmahullah ne haath uthaye, he raised his hands, and those people thought that now actually Hazrat Zun bin Misri actually is going to pray and they will be destroyed. حضرت زون بن مصری سید, انہوں نے فرمایا کہ اللہ کہ جس طرح یہاں یہ عیش و عشرت میں مشغول ہیں, ان کو آخرت میں بھی اسی طرح کی عیش و عشرت عطا فرمائے, آخرت میں بھی یہ عیش و عشرت میں رہیں. That, oh Allah, like they are enjoying themselves here, let them enjoy in the hereafter as well. Which meant actually that, oh Allah, give them to feed, enable them actually to repent and have mercy on them, guide them and let them do good deeds so that they enter paradise and enjoy the enjoyment of paradise. So as soon as Hazrat said this, some duas are accepted immediately, some duas are accepted later on, some there are different aspects. But this dua was became immediately accepted. Those people, when they heard these words, their heart became affected. They threw all the instruments of music and things on the sea, and they actually initiated, they were initiated in the tariq of the Zun and Misri or whichever saintly person was. And they did that there and became very good people and pious people of Allah. تو یہ شیطان کا ہوتا کہ ان کو تباہ گناہ گار کو دیکھا, ہاں میں نماز پڑھ کے آؤں, یہ نہیں آیا, یہ بڑا خبیث بندہ تھا. He never prays. I saw him doing this at that time. No. This person himself is not good. Because if you want, you have goodness, بھلائی ہے دوسرے کی, کبھی یہ جنت میں جائے پھر تو اس طرح کا رویہ نہیں ہونا چاہیے. So there are many other hadith, similar hadith, اور بھی اس طرح کی حدیثیں ہیں, but the point you should understand that once you are enjoying good, کسی کو کہہ رہے ہو بھائی نماز پڑھو, یہ نہ کرو, وہ کرو, یہ کرو, also think that you do not become carried away and so much you are excited that you are doing some good thing and to believe کہ بھائی بھائی شیطان کے مددگار بنا. Know your limit that where you should be and respect that person as well, کہ he is a Muslim, مومن ہے, اس میں ایمان ہے, شاید آگے جا کے اس کو ایمان اتنا نصیب ہو, توبہ نصیب ہو جائے, that he dies as a wali and I die as a shaitan. No man. That is why حضرت ابراہیم بن ادہم, such a person who left all his kingdom in the love of Allah جل وعلا. We cannot maybe get up for morning prayer for just to sacrifice our sleep, sweet sleep. But this person sacrificed all kingdom for Allah. How? Many stories about him. That one day he was a king and he had a big palace in one of the states of Russia, Balakh ke Badshah the. He heard some noise, the roof of palace, and he sent his bodyguards and other guards, what is it? And they said that there is a person on the roof. He said, call that person. Jab wo aaya, when he came, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham had a desire to come close to Allah Jalla Majdu. Wo badshah bhi the, at the same time, they have a desire was there as well. Wish was there. So many people, all their life, they stay in wish and desire. Nothing happens with wish and desire. Kuch nahi hota. Many people want to be pious. They have a good wish. That's only a desire, and it will stay as a desire until you materialize it somehow. Hum Allah nahi hain. It is Allah's other quality when He says, when I wish and I order, say something to be and it is be. Hum nahi hain khuda. Hame to karna padega. So this person, Hazrat Ibrahim, middle of the night on the roof of the palace of the king, he said, I have lost my camels earlier on. Mere oont gum ho gaye hain, and I am finding my camels. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham thought that this person is not in his mind. Inka dimaag kaam nahi kar raha, kyunki bhai oont jo hain, in those days, even how can they come on the palace of the king? And why is he finding it? What an excuse a person has made. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham said that, O servant of God, O Allah ke bande, kabhi oont bhi mahallat par mere hain. And has ever camels actually walked on the roof of palace? And that person said, wo Allah ka farishta tha. That person said, Ibrahim, like you cannot find, and it is unthinkable for you to find the camel on the roof of palace. Similarly, it is unthinkable for you especially to find God by living in this palace and luxurious life. Some people can, some people work like Sulaiman alayhi salam, Badshah. لیکن اولیاء اللہ کے مختلف حالتیں ہوتی ہیں ایوری ون حال ڈفرنٹ انڈیویجل اسٹیٹس ان لائف. انہوں نے فرمایا جس طرح اونٹ نہیں ملتے چھت کے اوپر سے, اس طرح اللہ بھی نہیں ملے گا جب تک اس محل میں رہو. بیکاز ہی واز اے ٹرو سیکر, حضرت ابراہیم سچے طالب بن آدم, اینڈ ہی نائٹ دیٹ ویری نائٹ quietly, he did not say, look people, I am sacrificing my kingdom now, I am going away and leaving this world. Like you hear on the news and there, this person has left this, this person has left this. No. He even did not tell his wife and son, and quietly took off his clothes and he went away from his kingdom, far away. And then he went, traveled a long way to Makkah and stayed there for a long time. Is tarah ke waleed hai Allah. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham. I was telling you that Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, I was talking on the behavior with the sinful person. Ke gunagar se kis tarah pesh aana. How to receive. Once he, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, was in Baghdad. After Fajr prayer, he was walking home. On his way to his house, he saw a person lying down. Ek banda hai, jo hosh pada hai. He is lying down, unconscious. Flies are sitting on his whole face. Makhiyon se uska muh bhara hua. People are cursing him, thook thook kar rahe hain, guzar rahe hain. Because he had drunk alcohol and become completely unconscious. Leta hua hai. Drunk completely. And smelling. So people are cursing and here, walking here and there. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, And he also saw. When he saw that person, he thought, he saw the iman in that person as well. Allah ka wali to nazar aata hai. He saw that he had iman. And because of that iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went close to him. He went and fetched water in a bucket from the well. He brought that bucket of water. He washed his old soiled and filthy face. And as he was washing, that person became conscious as well. Usko bhi hosh aaya. Wo gunahgar hai, kahin club mein tha raat ko, disco mein naachta hua, wherever he was. But look at the attitude. The pious person. Pious person is saying, banta, I am pious, we are not pious. Isse pious nahi milti. Pious person is that person who sees himself as the most sinful person on the face of the earth. उसको काफिर भी जो है कभी अपने से अच्छे लगना शुरू हो जाते हैं, शायद उनको भी मां नसीब हो जाए. तो वो बंदा अल्लाह का वली बनना चाहता है जो, तो ये सबसे पहली बात है. फर्स्टली बट ही नॉट ओनली शेयर इन द टंग दी मैं तो बहुत गुनाहगार हूं, आई एम वेरी सिंपल एंड इन द हार्ट ही नोज आई एम ओनली सेइंग दिस. तो फिर वो मुनाफिक है. नाउ ही हैड फर्स्टली ही हैड तकब्बुर. And now he has additional spiritual disease, which is nifaq and hypocrisy. Wo double ban gaya, ab aur zyada nuksan ho gaya. Now he is in much more, you can say, serious situation. Ye sari cheezein kisi ki sohbat, kisi ki tarbiyat ke bagair, without this spiritual training from mashayikh, I think they do not come out. Nahi aati hai baat. Because a person cannot operate on himself. कोई अपना ऑपरेशन कर सकता है? नो मैटर हाउ मच हार्ट स्पेशलिस्ट यू आर, कितने बड़े हार्ट स्पेशलिस्ट लेकिन अपना ऑपरेशन नहीं कर सकते. इस तरह इसी लिए ओलिया अल्लाह की शाह अब्दुल कादिर जिलानी हिमसेल्फ इज अ ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन एंड ही वाज अ बोन वली. वो रमजान में पानी नहीं पीते थे, दूध नहीं पीते थे अपनी माँ का ड्यूरिंग द मंथ ऑफ रमजान. इवन व्हेन ही वाज बोन, छोटे थे, 7 years old एंड ही वाज प्लेइंग विद द काउ. उनका दुम पकड़ी हुई है, he was pulling from the tail of the cow. So cow ne kaha, the cow said, you are not created for this, O friend of Allah. Allah ke wali tum is liye paida nahi kiye. This was the life of Shah Abdul Qadir Jilani. Is a 7 saal ke hain. To unke liye janwar bhi jante hain ye Allah ka wali banega. Ab hai hi Allah ka wali. So this person also who is born and gifted, he also had to go to Baghdad to his Sheikh Abu Sayyid Makhzoomi. Maybe Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani superseded him in status, but he had to give his hand to Shaykh Abu Sayyid Makhzoomi and had to complete the spiritual course under his supervision, and then he went for Mujahida and for other, you can say, vigilance and ibadat in the jungles, etc. तो मैं जैसे बताया ना, तुम खुद हार्ट स्पेशलिस्ट भी हो फिर भी दूसरे के पास जाना पड़ता है. अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम आर इम्यून बिकॉज दे आर, उनके तरबियत करने वाला, दे आर ट्रेनर एंड एजुकेटर इज अल्लाह जज्जा माजदहू हिमसेल्फ. बट स्टिल इवन व्हेन प्रॉफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, एवरीवन एवरीवन नो व्हेन वाज गोइंग टू मेराज, जिब्राइल अलैहिस्सलाम केम, जिब्राइल अलैहिस्सलाम केम and he cut open the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and washed his heart and filled iman and wisdom in bidab e zamzam. Then when Hazrat Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the custody of Hazrat Halima Sadia radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, जब आप रसूल हजरत की मसादे को उस वक्त भी जब व्हेन वंस प्रॉफिट वाज प्लेइंग आउटसाइड विद हिज ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स ऑफ हली मसादे चिल्ड्रन, जब खेल रहे थे, दे बिकेम वेरी फियरफुल एंड केम, ओ मदर वी हैव सीन टू मैन हु केम एंड दे ओपन मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम चेस्ट. तो क्या था वो, दैट हदीस मेंशन दैट दे रिमूव द वन यू कैन से part which belongs to the devil, which belongs to evil. For even from that state, the physical body, whatever it contained, even any stray, it was removed from Rasulullah. And then on Miraj, again it was, he was again activated. So, tarbiyat ki to main kahun ki mujhe zarurat nahi kisi ki. Because I am immune, I am pure. My heart is clean. No, this is not right attitude. Nahi. So, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham ne unka he washed his face, he washed his hair, and as he was washing him, he became conscious and he was looking at Hazrat Ibrahim. When he looked at Hazrat Ibrahim, he recognized that this is Ibrahim bin Adham. He became very shameful and stood up very quickly and he said, forgive me, my maafka do, badi sharam aayi. Hazrat Ibrahim said, there is nothing. Whatever I did is for Allah Jalla Majdu. So, at that night, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham went into Maraqba and he saw in the spiritual world that person's status, spiritual status in the sight of Allah and Hazrat Ibrahim's status is equal. कि जहां इनका रूहानी दर्जा है जितना ऊंचा वो उस शख्स का है दोनों का बराबर ना वो हजरत इब्राहिम अदम बिकेम वेरी क्यूरियस वो बड़े परेशान हो गए मैंने अल्लाह पाक के लिए इतनी कुर्बानी दी हुई है तो ये बंदा कैसे अल्लाह पाक के इतना करीब हो गया है वेयर आई एम ही इज सेम ही वाज वेरी अपसेट सो गए When he slept, they saw Allah Jalla Majduhu in their dream. Allah Paak khwab mein mile. Allah Jalla Majduhu said to Ibrahim, O Ibrahim bin Adham, that you, for my pleasure, you washed that person's face. Mere liye aapne uska chehra dhoya hai. And for your pleasure, aapki khushi ke liye, for you, To respect and honor you, I washed the heart of that person. ये तो आप ही की वजह से उसको दर्जा मिला है. It is not for anything. It is because of you he has got that status. आपने मेरी रज़ा के लिए उसका चेहरा धोया है. मैंने आपको खुशी के लिए, आपकी राजी करने के लिए उसका दिल धो दिया. So it is with your wasila and your barakah के वो बंदाई की जहाँ. तो आप देखें. Other people were, hundreds of people rode past this person, spitting on him. So they were helping Shaitan. Jo loser hai, bada zaleem banda, roz ye sharab peeta hai, bahut dafa samjhaya. Who benefits from this? Isko fayda hua hai. He is not getting benefit. Those people were not getting benefit. Spitting, who is getting benefit? No one. Nuksan ho raha hai, that Muslim is being disgraced and they are throwing him more down and more. In making him more inferior and to the lowest of low. Even Allah ke bali, Allah ke nek bande, wo is tarah nahi nek bande. They think they are pious and others are not. Wo dekh rahe they are looking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the point of view. That these are servants of Allah. That is why you find that ulama, some of the alims who have knowledge, when you hear fatwas that this is kafir, this is mushrik, The actual job of the ulama, or you can say pious and salihin, is to bring people near Allah and in Islam. Like Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti, Latalikan, Bashajwari, they did. But now, what type of khidmat of deen are these people doing? That who are issuing, have a stamp of fatwa, you are out of Islam. Have you been sent to bring people to Islam or out of Islam? So if a person is worshipping the grave, वो सजदा कर रहा है कब्र को. And if you go, if a person goes there to this person, वे कहे हाँ भाई ये उठ के बैठता है जब प्यार से उसके पास बैठा है, वो भाई ये बहुत बड़ा अल्लाह का वली है. He is great, he is saying, he person which you have come and I am also very fond of. तो बहुत अल्लाह का वली. Talk with him nicely. वो बैठेगा आपसे पूछेगा कोई बात सुनाओ. And he said this. Then you have to pyar se samjhaye ki bhai ye sajda kar rahe ho. This person himself has said ki bhai ye sajda is shariat mein jaiz nahi hai na. Adab ehtiram iske wasile se dua mango Actually, you should pray, and you should pray for him and for yourself with his wasila. If you ask this person, maybe he thinks and listens to you. He thinks that this person is saying the truth. Maybe it is like that. Agar aap jaye, ho mushrik, ho laanti, hamesha hamesha ke liye jahannam mein ho gaye. He was straightforward, he said, aap hai baapi, mardood ho tum, hamari baat nahi suno. Koi bhi kaam to kya wo kahega, if I was doing one sajda, now I will do ten, and das sajda karunga. So this kind of attitude and behavior helps shaitan. Ye phir shaitan ki madad karta hai. Is tarah ke neki ka hukam aur burai se mana bagair soche samjhe without wisdom which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wo shaitan ki madad karta hai. That's why Prophet said, do not help shaitan, then offer an other alternative that but say do not speak like this but say because you are helping him, do not help the shaitan against him. May Allah have mercy on you. May Allah forgive you. So this gunagar ko dekhein, who a person is sinful, he is like a sick person. He says, jisam bimar ho jata hai, is tarah rooh bhi bimar ho jati hai. And you should have motherly love, just ek maa hoti hai. That she, the mother loves his, her children, but the child which has become weak and sick, the mother gives him or her more care. Par zyada shafqat aur mohabbat. Isi tarah awliyaullah and the real salihin, they are more, you can say, soft and gentle and merciful with the sinful. That is why the awliyaullah might see people who are pious, they might give them attention as well. The people who are not pious, they will give them more attention, more love, more company, and more attention. Because they have this thing that this person is saved some extent, and he is well. Jo theek hai, bilkul sehat aur tandurust hai, usko itni tawajjuh ki zarurat nahi. But if you are doing the opposite, if you are saying the pious, I like you because you are pious, wo to pehle hi sehatmand hai. Usko kya itna zyada fayda nahi hoga jitna usko hoga ke jo bimar hai. Now may Allah jalla majdahu enable me and you to understand and act upon and use the methodology of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our everyday life, and whenever you go on gush or tabligh and you are doing any speech, you bayan kar rahe hain aap jahan bhi samjha rahe hain kisi ko, to in cheezon ko zehen mein rakhein, to have look from all around, from shaitan's point of view, from your nafs point of view, from Allah Jalla Majnun's point of view, and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's point of view, and then say something. Why do wise men speak less, and ugly speak very frequently? Wo isliye ki wo sochte bahut hain. They think before they speak. To think karne ko to time lagta hai. Jab think na karna ho, and automatically shaitan hi feel kar raha hai, yehi nahi pata ki shaitan hi feel hai. And you don't need to think. So that is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, ki jo chahta hai, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mein farmaya, jo chahta hai ki shaitan par galba pa le, want to dominate the shaitan, farmaya wo man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, Allah wa adun yawmil akhir, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should fal yaqul khair, he should speak good word, aw la yasmut, ya fir khamosh. So wise people, they speak less because they are thinking, the wisdom is descending from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the wisdom emanates from actually their, through their tongue to other people. Main aur aap ko sochte nahi hai, ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya, aap ye kar rahe hain, wo kar rahe hain. Just think that where are these things are coming from for a moment. Wo nafs se aa rahi hai, shaitan se aa rahi hai, kahan se aa rahi hai? And then you will also speak less. Then you have to think. Because whatever I will say, what is immediate effect, what it will be? Will it disgrace the other person? Will it disgrace myself? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with it? Is it shaitan khush hoga ya nahi? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya bataya? And you think, inshallah, you will never be shameful and feel shameful after you have spoken. Now may Allah Jalla Majduhu forgive me if I said anything wrong. All good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek refuge in the evil of ourselves. and also from us. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If anyone wants to ask any question regarding this topic or any general question, they can. You have fulfilled your responsibility of actually conveying the truth or message according to yourself. So it is up to the other person. This is the second thing, that you should execute your, you can say, responsibility to the best of your ability. Then Allah has given free will to everyone. It's up to them, they act or not. Allah Himself said, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants to believe, believe, and whoever wants to disbelieve, disbelieve. Our response, Allah said to the Anbiya as well, and they said, مَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُونَ. It is more than just conveying the message, we have no additional responsibility. They cannot force people. So, you should do your best and then leave that person. So you have Alhamdulillah explained and he has listened. So inshallah one day we will pay heed to it. Yes. Because Hajj, so you have to, many people say this was true in old ancient time because it took about 8-10 months to do Hajj, 1 year. So if anyone, young sister, and they did not have any additional money, and then they took about 8-9 months to go and come back and to pay the wuzu. Ab to jo do se char hafte mein aa jate hain log, and even the preparation for the marriage. Plus people who do not go because of that they are marrying, they don't spend that money on that. They spend on trivial things. Wo kharchi karte hain. Abhi matlab marriage to Islam ne kaha hai ki bhai nikah karo, nikah farz hai. تو نکاح کر کے دو گواہ بناؤ، کال 10 پیپل 15 پیپل گھر میں، علماء عالم صاحب کو بلا کے، مولوی صاحب، ایون اف یو ڈونٹ نیڈ مولوی صاحب، سٹل آپ خود نکاح کرا کے چلے جاؤ. بٹ دس از رانگ ان سیلف. کہ بھائی میں اب یعنی بٹ وائی آئی ایم سیئنگ دیٹ ہی شوڈ گو از بیکاز ہی کین ڈو دا نکاح اینڈ گو ایز ویل اف ہی وانٹس ریئلی اکارڈنگ ٹو اسلام. جب وہ ہندوانہ طریقے سے نکاح کرنا چاہتا ہے، شادیاں کرنا چاہتا ہے، then he should not stop going hard for that. کہ بھئی اب اتنا بڑا حال بک ہو اور یہ ہو. Although this is not forbidden, کہ بھئی دعوت بڑی کرنا forbidden, but to actually use that money instead of on these things which are not necessary. On the other hand, you can use to utilize it actually to offer a farz. So that is why actually one should utilize it to offer a farz. آپ سمجھ نہیں رہے میری بات. آئی ایم سیئنگ دیٹ اٹ ڈزنٹ دا میرج از ناٹ یو کین سی این آبسٹیکل. چار ہفتے میں آپ آ جائیں گے. پیپل ایکچولی ڈیلے ٹو منتھ، تھری منتھ، ون منتھ بیک، ون منتھ فارورڈ، دیٹس ناٹ اے پرابلم ناؤ. That question was only valid when people took 1 year to go and end. This question is not no more, you can say, valid. Plus, if one wants to do it now, if you want to marry of his sister or apna nikah kar de, apna rukhsati aap kar lo. Plus, Islam has, in Prophet Islam has not said in any hadith, to be jis pe nikah, jis pe sister ho, ya beti ho, to usko haj pe na jai. This is when you have, let's say, 100 pounds, you can either spend it on marriage, and you can either spend it on Hajj. Plus, it will take 1 year to do Hajj. So then that situation will be favorable. But when the money for Hajj is separate, money for marriage is separate, plus actually the time for Hajj only take 2-3 weeks, so fair will suffer a delay in karna chahiye. When enemy, you can say, forces invade any country, then it becomes farz on the people who live in that country to do jihad. Dusru pe jo hai, farz nahi hota. And if they can't defend themselves, and then the country next to it, they become farz on them. If they cannot defend and they are not doing it, then on the next one. Is tarah hota. Farz. But if you are living in somewhere and it is invaded, then it becomes fair for you. And if some people are doing that duty, okay, because you are living in far away, different country. Abhi jaise jihad Afghanistan mein hua, when Mullah Umar and the government said to people that we do not need any more people. So people on Pakistan, on their own discretion, they went. So, apni marzi se gaye, kafi log. And jihad is always done under khalifa, who leader ke Islam ka jihad khalifa ke andar hota hai. Individual person, five people cannot say we are on a jihad mission. Under Khalifa, under the Han, sahi baat hai. This is one of the conditions. It is the Khalifa has to be there. Leader, the Shari leader, the Shari Amir.
Ideas behind what?
Behind the ideas of certain. That's the reason why they want to do that.
That's what they are saying. That itself is shaitanic idea. They are saying Saifa. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually revealed the all different aspects of shaitanic invasion through his book and his messenger. So I have to, yet many people say that I see dramas and films because I get good out of it. I want to, they also preach goodness. I yet have to come across that person in my life, that who I've seen whose life changed because of watching film, good film. मुझे तो बंदा नहीं मिला जिसका मैं कहता बहुत नेक बन गया क्यों आप क्यों नेक बने हैं जी मैं भी एक फिल्म देखी थी उस वजह से मुझे बहुत असर हुआ आया है मैं भी एक दरिया जी मतलब मिल वन इन मिलियन इट इज एक्चुअली दैट्स फॉर पीपल हु कम गुड एंड पायस एंड नो द टेक्निक्स एंड शैतान अल्लाह सुभान व तआला का कलाम स्टडी करें देयर ही हैज मेंशन द ट्रिक्स ऑफ शैतान हाउ ही विल in Prophet also outlined. So, udhar nahi jana. The Prophet said that gazes on haram thing is one of the poisonous spear of shaitan. Then, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ye farma rahe hain, aur ye udhar 100,000 gazes dekhenge cinema mein, after having 100,000 spears on their spiritual body, and then they will say, now Shaitan, we are going to conquer you. How strange. So even deep down their heart, they know as well, well, this is wrong, and they are just making an excuse. تو شریعت میں کوئی چیز بھی نیت کی وجہ سے جائز نہیں ہو جاتا. حرام چیز, دیکھو حرام چیز, لسن ویری کیئرفل, حرام چیز ڈز ناٹ بیکم جائز اور لوفل بیکاز آف انٹینشن. انٹینشن از اونلی ویلڈ وین اے تھنگ اٹ سیلف از لوفل. پھر انٹینشن نیت امال کا دار و مدار نہیں. کون سے امال کا؟ اچھے امال کا, گڈ امال, دے آر بیس از آن انٹینشن. Bad action is bad. For example, if someone says, I am not marrying and I am living with some girl or I am committing zina because of intention, I will have a son and I will actually train that son to become a great mujahid and scholar of Islam. Woh bhi unki khidmat karega, logon ko musalman karega. Meri to niyat ye hai sirf, main to ye ladki ke sath kar raha hu. I cannot say his intention is bad. انٹینشن تو اس کی اچھی ہے کہ بیٹا پیدا ہو, میرے لیے ذریعہ آخرت بنے, میرے مرنے کے بعد دعا کرے, ہی ول پری آفٹر آئی ڈائی. اور انٹینشن از گڈ, بٹ بیکاز دیٹ ویری ایکٹ از شریعت ہیز ڈس الاؤڈ, وہ زنا کا جو ہے, اس لیے ہز انٹینشن از ناٹ ویلڈ, وہ نہیں دیکھے جائے گا. نیت کی جو حدیث ہے نا, آپ نے فرمایا نیت کے بارے میں, انما الاعمال بالنیات. اس لیے کہتے ہیں حدیث بھی, یو شو انڈرسٹینڈ فرام اینی اسکالر, وہ اعمال جو نیک اعمال ہیں ان کی بھی, مطلب فار ایگزامپل پریئنگ از اے گڈ اعمال, لیکن اگر آپ اس نیت سے پڑھے لوگ مجھے دیکھ رہے ہیں تو وہ بھی خراب ہو جائے. تو نیت کین ڈسٹروئے گڈ اعمال ایز ویل, اٹ کین نیور میک اے بیڈ اعمال گڈ. تو یہ فلم دیکھنے جا رہے ہیں کہ ہم شیطان کی ٹیکنیکیں دیکھ رہے ہیں. That is completely trivial. But that amal actually is haram. Your intention will not make any difference whatsoever. Because the very amal, the very act is actually haram. And Shariat has declared it. So intention does not matter now. It's bahut buri baat. And these people should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sincere with Him and not speak the language of Shaitan. تو اتنا وہ قرآن میں غور کریں, کانٹمپلیٹ آن قرآن, ڈو تدبر, فکر آن قرآن. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ will reveal guidance and wisdom on them through Quran, inshallah. And from there, where did Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ عنہ, he was going to the kuffar and looking at them to know that how actually to fight with Shaitan. Shaitan کیوں ڈرتا تھا ان سے؟ Why did Shaitan, the Prophet said, کہ شیطان بھی رستہ بدل لیتا ہے جہاں عمر ہو, میرے عمر اس شیطان ہے کہ دوست دے سلام. کیوں؟ Because Hazrat Umar went to cinema or actually Audhu Billah to Kuffar, that you know what type of things you do so that I can also save myself, no? He was an embodiment. وہ ایک مجسم تھے قرآن اور سنت کے. And whoever will follow قرآن اور سنت, inwardly, outwardly, شیطان is fearful from him. شیطان ڈرتا ہے. So that is completely something which they said have darkness in it. It means zulmat hai, us baat mein zulmat hai. Aur kuch hai? You have to learn that. That's why we are discussing these things every week. But you have to learn, and with experience it comes. Like these companions of Rasulullah SAW has learned. Pehle bhi to aap Rasulullah SAW ne samjhate the, lekin ab unhone, when they did that, Prophet SAW explained, they also came to know that they were helping Shaitan by doing that. They should not do that. Through practice. ٹھیک ہے, جزاک اللہ. سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک, اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت, استغفرک و اتوب الیک. Anyone, is there anyone individually like to see about any importance?